You know how Factor Bullcrap works. I make
Let
a statement.
The beating begin.
I make a statement. These gentlemen fight to the death to find out if it is true or false, and then make the statement. Fact or bullcrap? First of all, round one will be about Barbara Wawa. Yes, she recently retired, and so we now have some questions about her. True or false? Fact or bullcrap? Over the years, there have been a total of 7 different co-hosts on The View. Fact or bullcrap?
There's been more than that. I'm going to say bullcrap.
I think it's higher than that, too. Bullcrap.
There have been 11, and they've all reunited this past week for the episode.
Because some people couldn't stand Rosie O'Donnell, and some couldn't stand Whoopi Goldberg.
Right? I know.
The View has now been on longer than the Oprah Winfrey Show was. Fact or bullcrap?
You're first.
Yeah, I think that's true. Fact.
I don't know. I'll agree, though, since I'm not sure. I'll say fact as well.
It's bullcrap.
Yeah,
Oprah ran for 25 seasons, and of course, that's not literally. The View is in its 17th season, and it's the 4th longest-running daytime talk show. The other two ahead of it are Live with Kelly and Michael and The Phil Donahue Show with 26 years each. 26 years. Of course, it wasn't always Kelly and Michael,
right.
Regis and whoever and... All right, Barbara.
Whoever, Kathy Lee would be very upset with you if
she was
relegated to four.
If she were sober, she would understand
this
that.
This is a cringeworthy segment.
Ugh. All right.
1-1.
Barbara Walters was the first female co-host of The Today Show. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, before she went to ABC, that may be true. I'm going to say that's fact.
I believe that Jane Pauley predates Barbara Walters. I think this is bullcrap.
It is fact. She started as a writer and reporter in 1961, officially became the show's first female co-host in 1974. Babawa has won more Emmys than The View has. Fact or bullcrap?
That's got to be true, right? You're first.
No, I think that's bullcrap.
Really? You're just trying to tie the game, aren't you? Oh, Barbara Walters has had to win more Emmys than The View. I'll say that's fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ugh.
She won 5, including 1 primetime Emmy, but The View has won a total of 30 daytime Emmys.
What?
Right,
30.
I know. We don't think of The View as award-winning
wow.
television, and yet there it is.
30.
I don't understand.
There are more categories
I'm stunned.
Now, I suppose.
I'm stunned by a bucket of suck getting anything.
Well, you don't watch it, so you don't know if it's really a bucket
I've
of suck.
Watched segments of it, and I'm partially blind in one eye because of it.
The View is proof that when there's a group of women talking amongst themselves, it's nothing that we would care to listen to.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
The show is not aimed at us.
Well, that's true.
So
that's
don't
right.
don't be dismissing what they say as unimportant. It's just not important to us.
It's coffee clutch on television.
Yeah,
it's,
pretty much.
It's, yeah, it's,
they not, do they discuss how to make a good roast beef sandwich? No. Barbara has...
Seth would be a guest on The View and say, bring me a beer.
Hey, Whoopi, if you ain't doing anything constructive, go out and get my stogie. Barbara has interviewed every U.S. president since Herbert Hoover. Fact or bullcrap?
He would have to have interviewed Herbert Hoover after he was out of office, right? This is bullcrap.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Franklin Roosevelt was dead. This is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Hoover left office in 1933 when Barbara was 3 years old.
Yeah.
She has interviewed 8 of them, including every president since Richard Nixon. All right, let's now move on to celebrity endorsements.
And we're tied.
3-3.
Yeah, tied.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hulk Hogan once tried to steal business from George Foreman with a product called the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Grill. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, there were Ultimate Grills before George Foreman. Someone just decided, we'll put your name on this waffle iron that can grill hamburgers and call it the George Foreman Grill. This is fact.
I'll agree. Fact.
It is fact. It did not sell well, and there was a story in 2008 about how it might be a fire hazard. Hulk once said that the Foreman Grill people originally came to him for an endorsement, but he ended up slapping his name on a blender instead. Snoop Dogg once did an ad for a mobile phone company in Germany where he played a lounge singer who climbed out of some guy's refrigerator and started singing. Fact or bullcrap?
European commercials are weird. in many cases, but that may be too weird for even Europe. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
No, come on. They don't have the stigma about the reefer madness in Europe either. I think this is fact.
It is fact. Ah! It was in 2008 for a company called Vibe Mobile. In the mid-80s, Madonna did a lipstick ad in France where she kissed 50 different guys in 30 seconds. Fact or bullcrap?
There are a lot of American actors, actresses, celebrities that do ads in Europe because they wouldn't be recognized as much or whatever. This is fact.
You know, I want to say fact, but we're almost due for a bullcrap here. We haven't had one for a while, but I'll agree. I can't fall farther behind. I'm but down one already. I'll say fact.
No, it's bullcrap. I made it completely up, but it sure sounds like something she would do.
It does sound like something that would be right.
Hey, look, it's Madonna. All right, Julia Roberts did a coffee ad in Italy where all she did was take a sip, smile, pretend to laugh, then wink, and reportedly made $1 million for it. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that Julia Roberts is one of the big European and Japanese. She goes over and does commercials there. Fact.
I'll agree, fact.
Yeah, it was for a company called Lavazza. Not a bad day's
work
for $1 million. All right, last one. What's the score?
6-5, my lead.
All right, here we go. Tommy Lee Jones did a series of ads in Japan where he played an alien who was visiting Earth disguised as Tommy Lee Jones. Fact or bullcrap?
I have to go first here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bullcrap.
Well, I have to agree just to go for the tie. I'll say fact.
It's fact.
Yes!
You can watch the 7-minute montage of that ad on YouTube should you choose to look for it. All right, there it is, a much despised tie. Nothing I can do about it now. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we coming back.